Good morning, church. I brought two Bibles this morning. It always takes me just a little while to settle my nerves. And before I feel that the Spirit picks me up and starts carrying me. I want to start by telling you straight out that I'm a bit depressed. At the moment, I'm struggling. And it's not that black dog kind of depression that I think Rita suffered from it some years ago, and she testified to you here, that needed chemical intervention with her. It worked marvelously, and she was healed from it. I'm just flat. My joy is just worn out. It's gone. Last week, my cell phone broke, and it gave me a great degree of peace because I hate the thing with a passion. But at the same time, the internet, we haven't had internet since the shutdown started. So it was quite a relatively peaceful time, but when I got my cell phone fixed, the first thing that I saw was a message from Christo that says, "Is jy reg vir Saterdag, vir Sondag?" And my immediate instinct was, nee, ek is nie. I went and prayed. And I got clarity that in how I am right now, I need to be here. I need to come and talk to you. It's also not my job to bring you over this great fresh teaching and an expose of scripture, because there are, you know, the people that do that here. So I bring testimony, you know. I come here and I tell you what I'm dealing with in my life. And so this is one of the things. This is life, you know. I'm not strong at the moment. Have you ever seen videos of wild animals attacking, small wild animals attacking a very big thing? Like you've seen hyenas, you know, tackling a thing, or lions tackling an elephant. And you'll find one lion tackling an elephant, and the lion takes punishment, because the lion is strong, the elephant is strong enough to resist what's happening to it. But the more that you add to it, eventually the elephant succumbs to this thing. The wildebeest, you know, it crosses the Serengeti River and gets a crocodile attached to its. It's behind. And that's how I feel. I feel like I've been attaching crocodiles to myself, you know. At home, I can't look at something without seeing work. Rita and I have a 6-day week. I mean, that's just how it is. Our lifestyle, business that we've got there, our involvements with people and communities and things like that. 6 days. And it's 6 full days that we are at it. And I look at things there and I see a fence that's got a hole in it. And we have 3 days without electricity. We've got a building project happening. Our business has been running at a loss for 2.5 years. We're trying to keep our staff going. we're living in a construction site. So I'm laying down all of my complaints, you know, in front of you. I'm telling you, oh, poor me, you know. But you must feel sorry for me now, you see. This is why I'm standing here. I want healing. Yeah. Thank you. Is that all? Yeah. Tenant phones and says the septic tank's flowing over between Christmas and New Year. Just when all the honeysuckers are on a holiday as well. That type of stuff. So it starts adding up, you know, and the more crocodiles that you're attaching to yourself, and a lot of them are willing, you know. These are this latte wat ek vir my eie wat hoe sê mens? So hierdie is my eie krokodille. Ek het hulle aan my agtersteewe vasgemaak self. A lot of these crocodiles, I went out to go and find them. So during the shutdown, I had this very, very long list about of things that I wanted to do. And I attacked them with vigor for the first 8 days of the shutdown. And then I just crashed. I saw on the 8th day I was still busy with the first task, and the list is honestly, it's this long. And I just knew I was in hiding to nothing. So I did nothing. And it didn't help because circumstance caused Rita and I to be separated. So there's no staff on the farm, Rita is gone, and I could just lie on my back and watch YouTube videos about nuclear war, about Donald Trump, about global warming, and all the other ways that we're going to die. And then church, you know, and I thought to myself at the time there, you start questioning yourself. I start thinking to myself, you know, am I good enough for all these things that I'm trying to do? You have these negative thoughts like that, and you try and suppress these things, you know. You try and encourage yourself, and you try and do things, but you get into this vicious cycle where you start reinforcing those negative thoughts in your own head. I look at something and I say, you fool, why did you tackle this project? You know, this thing's bigger than you. You're getting old. You can't do this thing anymore. And so these things start building up, and they're building up, and they're building up in my mind. Then you start concentrating on these negative things as well, too. And then Sunday comes, I don't want to come here. Not only is my personal situation of such a nature, my spiritual life starts mirroring the same sort of thing. Every book, every video, every sermon, everything over there starts making you feel inadequate. Sermons asking me all the time, are you good enough? Have you jumped high enough? Are you sure? Books. 5 Ways to. 12 Habits of. You start having conversations with people. They're quoting writers to you, not Jesus. So when that video came through on the men's, I think it's on the church group, men's group, where the old wormy says, forget all your clever theology. Read your Bible and pray. That's what makes a Christian. So how am I dealing with this thing? And I want to tell you something out of personal testimony that I know works. I don't think that I'm a person that suffers from depression, but it caught me. My battery's flat. Over the shutdown, I didn't have friends around me. For a lot of the time, and I almost bragged about it before, that I enjoy solitude. I like being on my own. But I think that a combination of solitude and the situation that I was in doesn't work. Our dear friends from Switzerland, they arrived to visit last week. And while I was talking to him, he gave me a scripture verse. He said, you need to read that verse. And I'm going to share it with you now. So, thank you very much. And then on top of it, he gave me a book. Yeah. Book with a title and a well-known author and things like that. I said, I'm sorry, Manfred, I don't do this anymore. I don't want to read another book in my life. I want to read the Bible. I don't want to quote another person in my life. Then I've got another friend, a very, very close friend. And he was away for 3 weeks. And he was particularly busy at the end of last year. So we never got round to doing our standard ritual. We try on a Friday afternoon after work, we try and get together, and then we'll sit for 2 hours just in wonderful companionship with each other. And we talk. And every time when we've finished this conversation, the two of us together, we shake hands warmly. And we just marvel at each other, that God has ordained such a thing as friendship. I made a little list. My requirement is to be a good and attentive father to my children and a husband to my wife. My requirement is to be loyal to my friends. I'm looking at those young people sitting at the back, Alicia, Louis, and Ella, they're at the back there. And I see there's such an affection between them there. It's beautiful to see all these siblings and friends sitting here as well too. It's a precious thing to have a friend. Are you loyal to your friends? I want to contribute to my community. When it's my turn to stand here in the church, I want to bring encouraging and uplifting messages. It struck me, and I wrote it down after this Friday when I'd been with my friend. I'm relaxed, completely relaxed in his company. I'm safe. I'm loved. And not only am I loved, I am liked. There's a difference, eh? He loves me and he likes me. I can get counsel. I'm free to speak my heart without fear. I can laugh at the funny in our lives. laughing is healing. I suddenly see these great voids, these great limpers in my life over there where I just haven't laughed. Joy. Davy. Joy manifests itself mostly by laughter. With a friend, I can cry at the sad. I can get really angry at the profane. I can be reverent at the sacred. I can express repulsion at the ugly. And I can take a huge amount of joy at the beautiful. I don't know, this morning, if you were up this morning when there was a couple of clouds in the sky and the sun was shining and the whole world was wet and dripping and singing of the joy of creation. It was an absolutely beautiful morning this morning. With a friend, I'm not constantly reminded of my shortcomings. My friend doesn't need to do that. I'm doing that to myself enough. When my friend sees that I'm struggling with something, he's not going to jump in and remind me of my shortcomings. He'll carry me. My friend lifts me up when I'm down. And I can lift when I'm up. You know the Proverbs? About two are better than one. Cords of three strands, not easily broken. Tons and tons of Proverbs. I'm accountable and I value the correction. And I too will hold to account. It is impossible, almost, with a friend to be unfriended. I belong. And with my friends, I know I'm good enough. I think the time when I'm at the most danger, when I see now and I look back what's happened, is I've actually allowed my own conscience to be dictated by something else, by someone else, or by some other thing. And you know, I'm free. I'm a liberated, born-again Christian. I've been set free by the Son, and I'm free indeed. But every now and then I give that freedom to somebody else. I take somebody else's opinion. I listen to another organization. Or I think to myself, so many people have said that this thing is right, it must be right. And that's a clash against my own conscience. And I have to fetch my own conscience. I haven't subcontracted my conscience. I have not subcontracted that out to a third party. It's not a cell phone. My gewete is nie 'n selfoon kontrak nie. My conscience belongs to me and it's subject to my Lord and Master, whose name is Jesus Christ. And I need to have the strength to take it captive and to bind it to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm good enough. I'm more than a conqueror. Christ strengthens me. The scripture that Manfred, my friend, gave to me. It comes from John 15. Love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You didn't choose me, I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command. Love each other. What a friend we have in Jesus. I came to the realization that I can stop condemning myself. You know, there might be a hole in the fence and a septic tank that's doing that, and a messy environment around me. But me, I'm a new creation. The old things are gone. And I love the way that the message encourages us with the Matthew 12 scripture. It says, are you tired? Are you worn out? Listen to the next interpretation. Are you burned out on religion? The original says you burdened the people. Are you burdened? Jesus accuses the Pharisees. He says to them, you burden these people with things that you don't even do. So are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Pray with me, please. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful encouragement. And I thank you, Lord, that it is your deepest desire to want us. You don't need us, you want us. Thank you that you loved us first. Thank you that you call us friends. Thank you that we can know what friends are. Lord, I thank you for life and life in abundance. And all of those people that hear me and that empathize and that know exactly what I am talking about this morning. Those that are carrying their own skirt of crocodiles that have attached themselves to them. Lord, I pray that from this moment, these crocodiles would get detached from each and every one of us that shares the same burden that I am carrying. Amen.